Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the National Barley Growers Association, whose members include barley growers, brewers, maltsters, and even life science companies, met recently for their annual winter board meeting back in our nation's capital. And members also met with their congressional representatives while in Washington, D.C., of course, to advocate for some of their key policy priorities, which include passage of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, lifting of the Section 232 steel and aluminum tariffs, permanent beer excise tax reform, funding for the wheat and barley scab initiative, as well as funding for the small grains genomic initiative. Now, U.S. barley acreage has declined to record low levels the last couple of years, and the National Barley Growers Association has been highlighting the fact that it's the main ingredient for making beer, but that it does have to be grown still, or there will be supply problems, hence the slogan, no barley, no beer. Now, the Beer Institute, along with the National Barley Growers Association, also hosted a barley brews and boots reception for members of Congress and their staff, which has become a very popular annual event during the winter board meeting. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.